This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, suffered an attack of shingles and developed other complications from the infection that left her absent from Washington for nearly 3 months. Feinstein, 89, also suffered from Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, which occurs when shingles spreads to the head and neck, as well as a case of encephalitis, which is swelling of the brain. Feinstein has returned to Washington, D.C., and in brief appearances in the Capitol last week, Feinstein appeared to have paralysis on the left side of her face, a side effect of Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. Feinstein is still recovering from her attack of shingles after having been diagnosed in February and hospitalized in San Francisco. Feinstein will retire from Congress at the end of 2024 after having served 3 decades in the Senate and more than 50 years in public office. She is the oldest sitting senator and the longest-serving senator from California, first elected in 1992. Cases of chickenpox in Montana kids are up 200% from last year. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services reported 18 cases of chickenpox in early 2023, compared to just 6 cases last year. At least half of the infections were acquired from an adult family member with shingles, so parents or grandparents have infected kids. Chickenpox, or varicella, can be a serious illness and is easily preventable with vaccination. Chickenpox can be life-threatening, especially in babies, adolescents, adults, pregnant women, and people with weakened immune systems. The chickenpox vaccine is excellent at preventing chickenpox. It provides 98.3% effectiveness. In 2022, there were 23 reported cases of chickenpox in Montana. Cases ranged in individuals from age 1 to more than 65 years old. 1 infant and 1 young adult required hospitalization. Although DPHHS tracks cases of chickenpox, shingles is not a reportable condition, so DPHHS does not know how many shingles cases there were last year in Montana. Shingles is a reactivation of the varicella virus, the virus that causes chickenpox. Shingles occurs in 33% of the people who have had chickenpox in their lifetimes. Shingles is a rash that presents as red bumps and blisters, usually in a narrow area on one side of the body. The rash can be itchy and very painful and is contagious until it has scabbed over completely. The incidence of shingles increases with age, and vaccination against shingles is strongly recommended for people 50 and older. The varicella virus can be transmitted by direct contact with the shingles rash, and the virus is almost exclusively transmitted to people who have not been vaccinated for chickenpox or have never had the infection. Chickenpox is an illness with a painful rash and a fever. The rash is highly contagious to those who are not immune, especially those who have not been vaccinated with 2 doses of chickenpox vaccine. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services said, with the recent rise in cases related to shingles exposures, DPHHS is reminding parents and grandparents that shingles can cause chickenpox in unvaccinated people who have not previously had the virus. It's important that children are up to date on vaccines, including the chickenpox vaccine, and if someone does develop shingles, keep the shingles rash covered to prevent exposure and transmission of the varicella virus. A former Livingston resident and NASA astronaut is headed to outer space after being selected as one of 4 for the Artemis II mission. Former Montana resident Christina Hammack Koch will take part in a 21-day flight around the moon. NASA selected Koch to be the engineering expert on the trip. Koch said, "What that means is supporting the people that are the leaders of a mission. It's also a way of leading in and of itself. Being a good follower means making sure that the commander and pilot are aware of everything they need to be, that we have the systems, the operations for everyone in the vehicle coordinated well and optimized." Koch once lived in Livingston. She said, "I would love to move back. I miss it. I drove my Honda Civic from Livingston to Houston, Texas when I became an astronaut. I miss the mountains. I miss the adventure there," she said. Koch said she tries to make it back to her old stomping grounds at least once a year, remembering her time fondly. Artemis II will take off in November 2024. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.